Shus, Shiva Shlita. Talk a little about Parsha and the various Shabbos Varachim. It's Chayish Kislev. So Chayish Kislev, Hanukkah is coming, it's coming up soon. The Parsha speaks about Yaakov and Esau. Difference between Yaakov and Esau. It's interesting to note the way the Torah puts the difference between Yaakov and Esau. The Torah should have said Yaakov tzadik v'esav rasha. Yaakov ha'yish tzadik v'esav ha'yish rasha. So he says, Yaakov is a Yoshev Yeholam, Esav is a Shsada, and Yaakov is a Yoshev Yeholam. The deeper meaning of the meaning of Ishsada and Yoshev Yeholam, you know that Yaakov and Esav divided amongst themselves Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Every Adam, every person is really, it's two Adams, two people. Yitzhar is Adam, so Chazal say, Shtei Yitzhirs. Adam is two Yitzhirs. Yitzhir Ba'alim Hazeh, Yitzhir Ba'alim Haba. It's a double person. It's a person of Ba'alim Hazeh and a person of Ba'alim Haba. And the difference between Olam Hazeh, the essential, the fundamental difference in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is an Olam which is tangible to the Guf. It's an Olam of Guf. In this world we call it tangible because the Guf could relate to it, could connect to it, could see it. Or it's the physical senses of the Gashmistic world. The Gashmis Giguf could sense and could feel and could everything could attach itself to Olam Hazeh. So it's called an external world, a world of externality, chitzonis, a world of chitzonis. And there's a world of Olam Haba, which Chazal say, Ayin le'ra'as al kim zelasecha, that's Olam Haba. It's a secret. It's a world of which is called pnimis. Pnimis that means that can't be sensed by the gashmistic chishim, the gashmistic senses. Can only be beheld through ruchnistic koyches anefesh, which is called neshama, oylem aneshamas. So that's the difference between Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov is a Ish Pnimi, which is called the Yosh Vayholim. He's inside, he's in the oil. He's a Ish Pnimi. And Esav is a Ish Chitzayni. So when Terry wants to talk about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, Terry calls it with its sort of fundamental name. The world of Chitzaynis and the world of Pnimis. Yaakov is a world of Pnimis, Yosh Vayholim. And Esav is a Sada which goes out. He goes out in the Sada. He's a Oilam Achitzayin. He's a Chitzayin. In Kabbalah, that's the basic name that they call the Sitracha, the Ra, the Chitzayin. That's the world. That's how they're called in Chassidus and Kabbalah. That's how they're called Chitzayin. He's a Chitzayin. Now there's a lot of madrigas in what's called pnimis or what's called chitzonis. Could be very much chitzonis, could be pnimis. We see the Beis Hamikdash, there's the pnim, there's the fnai of the pnim. It's pnimis, shebe pnimis. a lot of madrigas, which is what's called chitzonis, what's called pnimis. Now, there's the soil that you have to know that the shama and pnimis, that's called, there's another word called that. You could call that amas. It's true. The amas existence, the real, true existence of everything, depends on how much it's neshama, how much it's a mitzius of a neshama. The world of Olam Hazeh is called Alma de Shikr, the world of Shekir. Esav is called, Chazal say, Esav is the Shav, the Medrash says, the Shav Sheberasi Ba'lami. A certain Shav, a Sheker, a false Mitzius. Notice he's sort of an imitation of the Adam. He's not an Adam, he's like a person looks in the mirror and he sees his image in the mirror. So the mirror, the image is only an image. It doesn't exist. It looks like Adam. Externally, it would look like Adam. A picture of Adam, it looks. You could make it look mamish like an Adam, but it's false. It's not true. It's a Esav is the Indian of the Shav Shabarasi Baylam. Gav, I would think that's the Teretz of Sidus on the Lamed Shekasha, that the Rivash asks, and the Ketzai speaks about it. And how could Yaakov buy the Pcherer from Esav? It's a Davash Lebala Oilam. The Pcherer is Yerusha, and Yerusha didn't come yet, it's still living, so how? How's the Chalakinian on Davash Lebal Oilam? Machloikis. So I would say that the fact that Esav has any prayer and any existence, which is really not true, is only because in this world, things that don't exist seem like they exist and you have to deal with it. So in other words, if Esav has any prayer, it's only because Adavash al-Ba'alim is considered existence. If Adavash al-Ba'alim doesn't exist and he can't be koined, then Esav is Adavash al-Ba'alim. Esav is Adavash al-Ba'alim, he doesn't have a real existence. So when Yaakov buys the prayer, he can't ask the kasher, he bought Adavash al-Ba'alim. If Adavash al-Ba'alim is not a kinyan, then Esav doesn't have a prayer. It's a remedy that comes from Esav. His shit is that Adam Machne Davash Lebalayim. Because in other words, since he comes from Esav, so in the world, in this Alma de Shikr, you still have to make peace with the fact that there is such a thing that's called Davash Lebalayim. But Chitzayin is considered, it's Sheker. Doesn't exist. Let's say you see an advertisement and they have a picture of a person smoking. You have a nice picture, a person smiles, has very red cheeks, and looks very nice, nice scenery around them, and he has a cigarette and smokes. It's advertisement of a company, of a cigarette company, and the side you have, you know, the Surgeon General determined that smoking is detrimental to your health. And they put such a sign, which is advertisement for smoking. So I would ask, is that an advertisement for smoking, or is it an advertisement for not smoking? What did you see in this? What did you see in this advertisement? He saw someone smiling. He doesn't smile because he smokes. He smiles because they made a picture. He poses for a picture to smile. And he smiles because he had a good breakfast before. And he's a Baltaiver, whatever, he smiles. And and the whole scenery has nothing to do with cigarettes. The whole picture has nothing to do with cigarettes. It doesn't carry any message that cigarette smoking is something good. not the scenery, not the person, and definitely not the company of the cigarettes. You could do the same thing by every company. And what did it say, which speaks to the seichel? That it could harm your health. It's detrimental for your health. So it gave you a message that you shouldn't smoke. But nevertheless, it's an advertisement. The people that advertise it, they know that it's going to work. Because people look at pictures. And the picture is kula sheker. The picture is sheker. It has no seichel. And that's the alma de shikr. The alma de shikr, you know, it's a world of pictures. Imitation. Adam is called Adam El Eli. Adam is Doina La Kaddish Baruch. Now, Doina could mean he imitates him. Let's say someone is the Talmud of a Rebbe. And he's going to imitate the Rebbe. In his chitzoinistic way of conducting himself, he's going to be mamish like his Rebbe. You could see the way he talks. He's going to talk like the Rebbe. Many Sfarim sometimes try to imitate a good Sefer, so they print it in the same, with the same letters and the same form like that Sefer. So it should seem like it's that Sefer. He imitates his Rabbi. He does everything, talks like him, you know, he acts like him, his tnuas, everything. So that's a cheap imitation of the Rabbi, that's a clown of the Rabbi. It's a sheker, it's called a sheker. The Talmud learns from the Rabbi. Takes over the pnimis of the Rabbi, the nisham of the Rabbi, his mahalach, hamachshava, his irrigation, his whole mahus. So that's not imitation, that's like you madlik miner luner, that like you light one ner from another ner. The second ner is not imitation of the first ner. It's the same like that. It's the emes hamshacha, it's the emes child of the first name. So that's the Adam. Adam could be something who imitates. Everything he does, he imitates. And the Adam could be an Amos, which the Amos is the Pnimius, the Neshama, which is the true Adam al-Aliyan. He's the real Doim al-Aliyan. That's what Esav is called, in Tanakh is called Duma. Duma means Doim. Doim means like the Malach Doim, you know, is Misa. Doim is like called something that doesn't live. He called Duma. Lo yamesim yahalim kav, lo yikol yerde Duma. Duma is Misa. The Malach Hamavis, he's the Sar of Esav. No Chai, no real Chai. And Yaakov is lo yames, because Yaakov is Emes, Kush Tekov, and lo yames. So Yaakov is the Adam al-Aliyim because he's an Ish Neshama, he's an Ish Olam Haba, and he's a person of a Neshama of Olam Haba. And the more something couldn't be sort of grasped with the physical senses, it's more Ruchnius, so the more Emes it is. Let's say someone's going to come to the big tzaddik. The tzaddik is going to, let's say, be a chassidish tzaddik. He's going to have a tish Friday night, big oilim. And it's going to be very big oilim. It's very impressive. Big oilim is going to come. And a few people are going to be there. I'm going to ask one person, what do you see there? It's a big crowd. Where is the crowd? It's packed. Marvelous. Very impressive. He's a chitzoni. Someone else is going to say, singing was very nice. Sing, that's more pnimi. Someone's going to say, the Divrei Torah, very deep Divrei Torah, very sweet Divrei Torah. Mamash. Oh, he's more pnimi. A real pnimi is going to say, what should I tell you? The Shechina was there. What do you see? I don't know. The Shechina was there. Because this is something that it could only be behold through your neshama. There's no goof that could be massive there. There's no goof that that could relate to that. It's kula neshama. He's a ish pnimi. That's called pnimis. As much as neshamatic something is, that's as much it's pnimis. The whole Mechama, the Chashmonaim and the Yavanim are called the Chachma of Chachmas Chitzainis. Chachmas Chitzainis means Chachma, wisdom. It's Chachmas of the physical mind, of the physical Mayach, which is called Chachmas Chitzainis, Chachmas that intellect which the Gashmis the Gemayich could understand, wisdom of Gashmis, and the Chachmas HaTorah. Chachmas HaTorah is Kedushas HaTorah, which the difference between Chachmas Chitzainis and Chachmas HaTorah is like a difference between a neshama and a guf. Torah is also Chachma. Chachmaschem evinaschem leina ama. But that's the sort of Torah clothes itself, it's malbish. The levush of Torah is chachma. But chachma bagoyim tama, Torah bagoyim al tama. There's no Torah bagoyim. Bagoyim ain't Torah. If you are mavdil by Kodesh Lachai, there's going to be mavdil between Torah and chachmas chitzainis. It's chachmas anshama, chachmas which could be musik, alakus, which could be musik through the senses of the neshama. Yevanim called Nach Tzvir Yizim. Tzvir Yizim is like a goat which is called Chutzpah. Chutzpah is a name. It's also called Nomer, which Nomer is a leopard, which is a mamzer, and a mamzer is considered a mechutzah. Chutzpah is a simon of mamzeres. Where it says Yikari Mipninim, Torah's yakar is very precious, more than pninim, more than the kohen gadol hanichnas lefnayv lefnim. The mamzer talmud chacham is more as a bigger chashivas than the kohen gadol amoritz. Kara, the Torah, is more yakar than pninim, more precious than pninim than the kohen gadol hanichnas lefnayv lefnim. So in other words, a mamzer is called a mechutzif. Chutzif is a siman of mamzeres. A mechutzif means that it doesn't respect pnimis. That's called a mechutzif. He's a chetzaini that has no respect for pnimis. That's it. There's going to be a tzaddik. It does a lot of mitzvahs of ma'is and tovim. No, it does. You could see Torah avoiding mus chesodim. He fasts a lot, and you could see the way he davens and everything. Everyone could see he's a big tzaddik. There's another tzaddik. There were such tzaddikim that were very hidden. Dveikus, just like the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash, there was a lot going on in the chatzar of the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Elokim Nahalach Baragish, Chazal said, it was a big tumult. Going on, a lot of avoiders, you know, the Khan, very busy people came there, the Kabanas and the Shir from the Levian, and there was, everything was very, very tumultic place, with a lot going on. Came more inside, came more in the Hegel, nothing was going on, only two times a day, the Menorah and the Ketores, that's all, didn't see anything. Once a week, that was the lechem upon him, they put the lechem upon him, nothing was going on. Not the Kodesh Kodeshim, nothing was going on. Only Yom Kippur. The Kodesh Kodeshim was a very, very quiet place of menucha. Zois menuchas yadayat, nothing is going on. What's the Kodesh Kodeshim? It's kulei pnimis. It's a shiras hashchina. It's a shiras hashchina. The shchina was there. And it was kulei kvoid Hashem. It was molei kvoid Hashem. But in Chitzainis, nothing was going on. There's a certain tzaddik that's kulei dveikus, kulei machshava, kulei pnimius, kulei hatz nalechas, and he can't see outside, he can't see anything with him. So a mechutzav is someone who's going to say, no, this tzaddik, let's say, you see everything, oh, he's a tzaddik. And this tzaddik, who is he? Who is he? I don't see anything. There's nothing. Nothing. What is he? How do we know that he's a tzaddik? Because every person who has a neshama, every ish neshama that came in contact with him was margish right away, without a suffix, that he's a big tzaddik. He was margish ashra sashchena, which is by this tzaddik. He doesn't have to do anything. You come with his daladamas, you're under one roof with him, and you, well, all of a sudden you feel it, that the shchena is here. But the mechutzev, he doesn't get impressed with the shchena. He only gets impressed with tangible tzitkis, not with pnimis. That's called the mechutzev. The Gemara says that the Torah is so yucca, it's so edel. It's the word in Yiddish, I don't have to write it in English now. Subtle, edel, no, higher, that it could make a mamzer into a kohen gadol hanichnis lefnayv lefnayv. Could change over from a mamzer who is a chitzoni, who is a mechutzev, and make him in the madrega of a pnimi, pninim. Pninim is called diamonds, are called pninim. Why are diamonds pninim? Because pnimius. Because someone who doesn't understand the diamonds, so every shiny glass would look like a diamond. And he was going to say, what's the difference between a diamond and this imitation of the diamond? It's all the same. Because you don't understand the diamond. A pnimi is someone who understands something which is, you know, subtle. It's not so. In chitzonis, it might look like an imitation, but it's completely different. That's the kara him pninim. The Torah is more yakar than pninim anichnis lefnayv lefnayv. So the Yevanim, they wanted to overtake the whole Beis Hamikdash. They wanted to make the whole Beis Hamikdash into a temple, into a makom chitzoni. They wanted to be megashim the whole Torah. The whole Torah should be like, you know, what's Torah? What's understanding of the Kus? They wanted to translate it into philosophy. Through philosophy, through Hakira, through the laws of Aristotle and Plato. That's dveikus, and that's connecting yourself to Hashem, and that's going to be the whole idea of the Beis Hamikdash. They hated kedusha. They were the biggest synonym of kedusha on the neshama and kedusha. Hashem noam akahanim hanichnas lefnayv lefnim anshei neshama, people of neshama, and they had a big milchama. And that's the mitzius of Amos. Choshech zayom. Chazal say choshech zayom. Chochmas chitzonis, in comparison to chochmas shekedusha, is like a choshech to or, a mavdil by choshech liyor. Chochmas chitzonis, whatever it has, it's only a unique, a certain sparks of kedusha, which is in golus by chochmas chitzonis, and that gives it, makes it exist. It's not more than a levush. A levush on the chachma pnimis, a chachma sater. So the Hashem Noam fought with the Yevanim, and Ma'at Na'ar Doich Harbam Na'choshech, so Rabban Biyad Miyatim, just like the nature of Ur, that Miyat Na'ar, a little Ur, is Doich Harbam Na'choshech, a lot of the Choshech. Now the nes of Chanukah is, it's really the oir of a menorah, the oir of a ner b'chlal. Ner stands for neshama. Ner stands for neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. The menorah is chacham sator, reitzel hachtem yadrim, semanach menorah b'dorim. Really, we look at a ner. And there is really, there's oir, there's light and there's a ner. A ner is really not oil, it's not light. It's ash, it's a fire. It's a ash. The meaning of a ner, we know there's, like the Rambam mentions, Rishonim speak a lot, Zohar speaks about this, Arba Yesodos. Four types of metzius, four types of existence. There's solid, there's liquid, there's gas, and there's energy. That's offer, it's mayim, ruach, and esh. Esh, ruach, mayim, offer, which is four types of existence. Something that's in room temperature, it's solid. Something in room temperature, it's liquid. Something in room temperature is gas, and something that's energy, which is called esh. Esh means energy. All types of energy, like say, electric is or whatever, radar, radio waves, everything is energy. It's called energy. Gravity probably is also energy. Everything is energy, and that's called esh. And that's the end of Gashmis. Where Gashmis ends, that's called esh. Or is called Ruchnis. Even the Ora Gashmi, there is an Ora Gashmi, but probably it's also energy. I think the scientists don't know exactly what Ora is exactly. But probably it's also energy. It's Gashmi. Where Gashmi ends, it's called Eish, it's called energy. Or really means Ruchnis. Or is Ruchnis. Shabbos, let's say, Shabbos. It's Yom of the Neshamas, Lu Yom of the Guf. It's a Yom of Neshamas, not a Yom of Guf. So we greet the Shabbos, we go into the Shabbos with a Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos means you lift up the Eish, which is Gashmius, into Ur. In other words, in the weekdays, energy is Malacha. Malacha means energy. What do you do? What's Malacha? Malacha, you do. It moves. It's energy. When the Torah says you shouldn't do a malach on Shabbos, the Torah says leisavari esh b'chol meshu yisarech b'yom haShabbos. The Torah notes esh. Machloikis lalacha v'chalik liyotzes lav yotzes. I wouldn't go into the machloikis, but the pnimis advarim is the Torah says don't do malach. The Torah says don't do esh. Don't bring esh into Shabbos. There's no esh in Shabbos. Shabbos is oir. It's not esh. But the kumali could be mala the esh and make it into oir, like b'kriyas yamsef v'chol alayla b'oir esh. You could be malah the esh and make it into ur. When you ask, what's a ner? Is it an esh? Is it an ur? I would say, it's an ur. Ner is an ur. Can ner mitzvah to an ur? But it's bringing, the mitzvah has a koyach to go down to the ur of Magashmi and transform, change over the esh into ur. So when you enter the Shabbos, you lift up the ur and esh from the weekdays and you bring them into the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is ner. When you want to be mavdul ben Shabbos lechol, moitzah Shabbos, you do the opposite. You make an avuka. Avuka is an esh. It's more esh than ur. Avuka is considered the esh, not a ner is considered the ur, ner mitzvah. But avuka is an esh. Bring down, what you do moitzah Shabbos, you bring the ur of Shabbos into the weekdays. The Shabbos should be into the weekdays. So it's a type of an air which is more ash than air. So this nair, the nair Chanukah, is like an ash. It was like an ash. And it's our gomus to behold the kedusha of the nair Chanukah, of be ash neshama, be neshama. But the yevonim am chutzafim. They reject anything that has to do with the neshama. They don't recognize it. It's by them, it's non-existent. They don't have their cheretz for it. And they have a big chutzpah, and they want to come into the machna of the kedusha and bring choyl in the lefnai v'lefnin. Nichnesu levonim lehechel. They come into the hechel. So the nes of Chanukah is that the Rebbein Shlem enabled the Kedusha to go into their into their world, into their realm, into their oilam, into the tangible world. And the Neres Chanukah, Neres Chanukah were always a Neres. Because the Shuras Hashchem is a Neres. Eidus Yisrael, Shashchem Shara Yisrael. But you have to have Eidus for that. Eidus means that you can't dispute. You can't dispute. You can't be Machish that. So he showed Begashmis that the Ner did a Neres. It Begashmis, there was a Neres in this Ner. It lived for 8 days. Shaloki Derech HaTava. So that you can't dispute. Even Yavin can't dispute that. So this was the Nes of Chanukah that brought out the Koich HaPnimi of Yaakov into Esav, just like Esav, Yaakov takes the Pchor from Esav. So Yaakov goes out L'chutz, the Or HaPnimi goes out L'chutz and becomes something which is tangible. In other words, I could show you there's a Nes. In other words, the Or HaGonis became something tangible. Eish makes... No, if there's oil, there's a certain amount of oil, so the ash is gonna use up the oil. It's gonna get used up. It only gets used up because of the ash, not because of the oil. The oil doesn't use up no way, no shaman. There's no the oil could oil is everlasting. Oil doesn't has no connection with shaman. Shaman is gashmius. If the shaman has to go up to the ash from the side, Hamayim has to go out to the Yisoy Do'esh, so it's going to go up, it's going to get used up. But now it didn't get used up because it was Oir, it wasn't Esh. But it wasn't Oir Agonis, it was Oir, a tangible Oir. The Esh itself had the nature of the Oir, and it didn't use up the Shaman. Just like by Kriyas Yamsev, we know, big Nes of Kriyas Yamsev, because the Yamsev split, there was a big Nes. Split, nice. The Shifcha Layam saw that what Yechaskel didn't see. The whole Merkava was Nizgal in the Yamsev. So the question is, if the Rebbeinu wants to be Megal in the Merkava, so he could be Megal in the Merkava. If he wants to split the Yamsev, he could split the Yamsev. Why do you have to bring them together? Is not now is the time to show the Merkava? You have to show now the Merkava? When you want to see the Merkava, you see it. You see Bamat Torah, you see the Merkava. Now you have to split the Yamsev. Why did the Shifcha al Hayam had to see the Merkava when the Yamsev split? The Teretz is, the Merkava split the Yamsev. The Oir of the Merkava became tangible and it did certain actions in the Oir of Magashmi which is called Kriyas Yamsev. Or whatever Kriya, why this has a connection with the Merkava, we're going to it now. But the Kedusha of the Merkava split the Yamsev. Something which was always... Only a Navi, only Cheskel Navi could be massive. Now a Shifcha Layam could be massive then. So that's the Nes of Chanukah, that you bring out the Neres B'chutz. You light the Neres Chanukah B'chutz. Like this, the Neres Chanukah, the Neres of the Menorah was always B'fnim. And it was always more Pnimi and more Pnimi. All the six Neres were pointed to the Ner Amtsoi, which is Ner Amtsoi is the Ner Apnimi, and this is the whole idea of Chanukah, Or Apnimi. And the Ner Amtsoi was leaned towards the Orem, which is the Lefnai V'Lefnim. So you had the Pnimi, you had the Lefnai V'Lefnim, and this is the whole idea of the Neres of the Or Amner, the Ner Maravi. The Ner Maravi, there was the Nes of the Ner Maravi, which is, you know, Pnimius, the six Neres to the Ner Amtsoi, which is Shabbos, which is in the middle, the Shabbos, the Pnimi, Or HaNeshama, and this is to the Oil HaShmini, which is called the Oil HaShmini, and that's the Ner of the Menorah. But now, you bring the Ner Chanukah Al Pesach Beisah Mebuchutz, you bring it Al Pesach Beisah, it becomes a Nes, it goes Al Pesach Beisah Mebuchutz. So, Levi says that that's why there's no, it's not mentioned the halachas of Chanukah in Mishnayos only one time. It says, you know, Chanukah is mentioned a few times in Mishnayos, but Ner Chanukah, anything which has a halacha of Ner Chanukah is only mentioned once. Ner Chanukah Potter, and it's only mentioned in Gemara. So Pishus Levi says because Gemara is called Braisa, built on Brises, the Pchia Roshi, Brises, which is Chutz, Mishnah is called Pnim. Since Ner, like we say always, Beis Madrash Sharabi. Nishas Bifnem. Beis Madrash Sharabi. That's called Pnem. And Brais is called Chutz. So since Ner Chanuk is a Ner B'chutz, so therefore it's mentioned in Brises. So the only time it's mentioned in the Mishnah is the Loch of the Mishnah Baba Kama, that Gamutan Pishton, that's a camel, goes with flax, a lot of Pishton, and Hidlik B'ner Shachamveni, made a fire through the Ner of the storekeeper of the Chamveni. So the Gomel Balagomel Chayv. In Niyach, Chamveni Ner in Bechutz, the Chamveni put his Ner outside, so the Chamveni is Chayv. Shouldn't have put the Ner in Bechutz. You don't have a Ner Chanukah Potter, Ner Chanukah is Potter, because Shaniyach Bechutz, he did it Bechutz, because he could light the Ner Chanukah Bechutz. And the Gemara learns out from here that Mitzvah Laniyach Alamata Masar Tchoch, and there's a Mitzvah to put it Alamata Masar Tchoch. No, matam asvar tzvachim b'chutz means the makom of the chitzayim, because le'olam la'yor the shchina l'matam asvar tzvachim. So we light it l'matam asvar tzvachim. That's me. You light it in the place of chayil, la'yor the shchina. There you light the ner is Chanukah. So in other words, the Mishnah wants to explain why is this the only halacha that I'm saying in the Mishnayos? Why isn't Hilchas Chanukah Mishnayos? So the Mishnah says, since you see b'ner Chanukah patur. And not Chanukah Potter because Niyach Bishus, because he has to put it outside. He has to put it in Matam Asar Tzvachim. So that's why it has no place to be mentioned in Mishnayos. It can't be mentioned in Mishnayos because it's not an Orav Pnim. It's an Orav Chutz. So it could be like this. Since Esav is a Chitzayni, you know there's the Arba Ovas Nezikim, which is correspond to the Arba Golis, four Golis. Shor, Bur, Ma'a, Behaver is correspond to Bovel, Moda, Yovim, Edom. So Edom, which is the last Golus, is the Hezek of Eish. He's the Hezek of Eish, that's the last Golus, Yodah. And by Eish it says Soda, Hidlik Soda, Godish Soda, which Esav is Eish Soda. And Aloch is Taman, is Potter by Eish. Something that's hidden, and the Eish is Mazik, is Potter. Because the Eish is a Chetzoini. Eish is Esav. Esav is a Chetzoini. So a Dover Chetzoini can't go into it, something that's Toman. If it's Toman, obviously, I don't know, the Eish wasn't Mazik. That's not because the Eish that's Mazik. Because in a Bokam Toman, in a hidden place, Eish doesn't go. Like Esav. Esav is Yidai Midei Esav. You know, the Gemara says on by Tefillah, the Rechatzitza, which is only b'chutz has a chatzitza. If something b'fnim is not a chatzitza, because ma yodov, ma yabroi, av kol gufay is only ma yabroi. Not just yidayim are only b'chutz. Yidayim is something which is called chitzoini. So yidayim de'esav, he's a chitzoini. And his mazik, his hazik is also chitzoini. He's age. Yehuda, his shita is that Toman is chayv age. Because sometimes you give rishus for the sitrachet, just like in this man of Yavim, she nichnasi yivonim lehechel. Nichnasi yivonim lehechel. They could go into the hechel. They could go into the hechel and tomen is chai b'esh. So since they come into the hechel, so sometimes when the sitrachet is misgabel, so it gives rishus for the kedusha also to be misgabel. So it's like your nature too. No, if the soini comes into my territory, so that arouses my koiches of Muhammad, of protection, I'll be naked. I'll go into his territory. And B'pnim is also like this. You have rishus. There's rishus. The sitrachet was over the gvul, so we could also be over the gvul. You know, Gamul Tom Pisht is Miramas in the sitrachet because the Nachash was riding on the Gamul when he sort of seduced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So it's riding on a gomel. Gomel stands for the sitracha. We wouldn't go into it now. And Pishton is also a sitracha. That's the karm of Kayim. The karm of Kayim is Pishton. It's also called Rishus Rabim. We know Pishton, Chazal say, Oile bad bad. They grow stalks. Every stalk by itself. They're not connected. It's not like a tree. Oile bad bad means every stalk is divided. One from the other. That's called Alma de Pruda, the Oyim of Rish Sarab, no Achtas, Pruda. And this is all the karma of Kain, Sitrach. Gomel Tom Pish, this is Rish Sarab. And the halacha is, by Chanukah, and the Yehuda is the Baal HaMemor of this halacha, that if the Chanukah, the time when the Yevonim go Bifnim, and they go Lefnai Lefnim, so we could go and the Kiddusha of the Ner Chanukah could become now a mazik of Eish. It could be mazik with Eish, the Sitracha. Use the Eish to conquer the Sitracha. The Chavani puts his Ner in Bechutz, and that's madlik with a hezek of Eish, the Gomel Tom Pishten, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says Tomanus Chai Beish, Rabbi Yehuda says B'ner Chanukah Potter, B'ner Chanukah he has Rishus to become a mazik of Eish and to be Mechalad Sitrach. So that's the Nes of Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah which gives a koyach to bring Pnimis out Bechutz. Of course, there's many Madregas in there. Certain people are very, let's say, they're oisik in Pnimis at time. Pnimis, but you can't explain it, Pnimis. Sometimes the Bereshit gives a koyach, Shem Bichoy had that koyach in a certain madrega, to explain everything. And not only explain it, to enlighten the seichel of the guf, that he too could relate and could understand Pnimis. To be Masber and Yana Pnimim in a way that everyone should be able to understand, not only understand, get lit up from it, get enlightened from it, get feel the Kiddush Shabbat. So that's a nes, a big nes, that something that's so Pnimi could go out Bechutz and could be Mekar Rechoykim and could bring all the oil Machatzoini into Pnimiyas. That's basically the Koyach of Mashiach. That's when there is Chanukah is Eirish HaMelech HaMashiach. You have to understand, when you say Eirish HaMelech HaMashiach, of course, everything that's good is called Mashiach. Eir is Mashiach. You have to learn it Lamdash. What's Pshat? That Ner Chanukah specifically has a special connection to Mashiach, to Eirish HaMelech HaMashiach. Why isn't it the Eir of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why isn't it the Eir of different tzaddikim? Because Mashiach is the one that's going to bring out the Torah B'Bechutz too. Mashiach is the one that's going to teach the whole world. The most pnimistic eras of Torah is going to be understood and going to be light to all chitzonis of the world. The whole chitzonis of the world is going to light with Eirish HaMelech HaMashiach. So every Chanukah, you have to mispell for that. Every person has his personal Mashiach and he has to mispell that my guf should understand what my neshama understands. Nachman writes in the Sefer, "Psorach al tesalim." Tzolah, he says, the Loshon of Nachman Breslov, "Psorach l'rachem oid al aguf, but litnu loy mikol asogis al neshama." You have to be merachem on the guf and give him from all the guf should understand what the neshama understands, and you have to have a nes for that. That's a nes of Chanukah, which is bezoicha. V'holchi goyim l'oyrech, v'moy l'kved yisham es kol oretz. Amen. Amen.